Voters are heading to the polls in several states today, and we're going to look at three of them, Utah, South Carolina, and North Carolina. We're joined now by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. So, Todd, let's start in Utah, which it's really about the Republicans. I mean, a Democrat hasn't won a U.S. Senate race in Utah since 1970. The incumbent, who was three-term Senator Bob Bennett, he's already been knocked out of the Utah race, so we have two candidates left. And it's kind of sharply divided there, right?
Yeah, it really is. This is the Utah Republican Senate primary, as you mentioned. This is kind of mop-up day for the primaries. There's a handful of races across the country. This one is interesting. Tim Bridgewater versus a guy named Mike Lee. Now, Bridgewater is in the lead. He's an investment consultant. But this race really shows that the Tea Party movement is a little bit all over the map. Mike Lee was the official sort of Tea Party-backed candidate. He has the backing of Freedom Works and the Tea Party Express. However, another leading Tea Party candidate who was in this race but dropped out just endorsed Bridgewater. So they're a little bit fractured in that way. However, you're right, Celeste. The winner of this race is likely to be the next senator from Utah because the Democrat has very little chance.
All right. Let's move on to South Carolina, where things are a little bit messier. We have a gubernatorial primary election on the Republican side there, and this has been really just all over the news because of some scandals associated with one of the candidates.
Scandals associated with a lot more than one of the candidates, but I think you're talking about Nikki Haley.
Absolutely.
She's the leader in this race for governor. She's probably going to win because in the primary a couple of weeks ago, she got just a shade under 50%. She was forced into a runoff against Gresham Barrett, who's a congressman from the 3rd District. But Nikki Haley's likely to win. Now, scandals all over this race. Charges of infidelity. Nikki Haley has a Sikh background, and that was an issue in South Carolina. Charges of racism.
Because someone made another politician made racist comments.
That's exactly right. Made racist comments, and there have also been other, sort of more subtle attention grabbing for her racial background in South Carolina. It's become an issue in the race. Sexual infidelity. It's run the gamut. She's probably going to win this race. Oh, and I should point out to you, in it there is a congressional runoff where Strom Thurmond's son is running to win a primary to take a House seat. One of his sons. So that's one to keep an eye on there in South Carolina.
Okay, and that's also a place in which Sarah Palin has kind of endorsed Nikki Haley.
Not kind of. She's way behind her. That's another Tea Party race, and that's going to be a big victory for the Tea Party when Nikki Haley wins that race.
All right, so let's look at North Carolina. This is another Senate primary, and we're talking about the Democratic Senate primary in North Carolina.
Yeah, and the winner of this one gets to take on Senator Richard Burr, who has $5 million in the bank, but it's an anti-incumbent year, and he might be vulnerable. Cal Cunningham is an attorney and an Army Reserve captain. Elaine Marshall is the more experienced candidate. She's North Carolina Secretary of State, but they are running neck and neck. I don't know if either one of them could actually beat Burr unless there's a big change in the race, but he's considered vulnerable, and he's only polling about 5 points ahead either of them. So that's a big race to watch as well.
Todd Zwillick is the Takeaway Washington correspondent. If you are voting today in a primary, let us know how that's going, who you're voting for, what's the mood. Report for us by heading off to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.